Mike Peters, the alarm singer, dies aged 66, date modified colon 2025-04-2019-11:00:13.081z, description colon the Denbigh Shearborn singer sold 5M records with the alarm and lived with cancer over 3 decades, The alarm singer Mike Peters dies aged 66, 53 minutes ago, save, Catriona Aitken BBC News, save. Nicholas Hunt / Getty Images, Mike Peters fought cancer 3 times and was recognized for his advocacy and charity work. Mike Peters, frontman of Welsh rockers The Alarm and a long-standing cancer campaigner and fundraiser, has died aged 66. His band was formed in 1981 in Rhyl, Denbighshire, out of the punk era and had a top 20 hit, 68 Guns, 2 years later. It typified an anthemic style of song, but their unpretentious and down-to-earth approach earned loyal followings on both sides of the Atlantic. Peters lived with blood cancer for 30 years, following his diagnosis of lymphoma in 1995, and later having chronic lymphocytic leukemia twice. He was born in Prestaton, Denbighshire, and lived in Dyserth with his wife of 39 years, Jules, who had fought her own cancer battle, and their sons Dylan, 20, and Evan, 18. He was awarded the MBE in 2019 for his services to cancer care. Peters, who had worked in the computer department for QuickSave Supermarket, had started a band The Toilets in Rhyl in 1977, after seeing the Sex Pistols play in Chester. After various changes of lineup, notably the introduction of guitarist Dave Sharp, and changes of name, The Alarm played their first gig in Prestaton in 1981. They would go on to sell an estimated 5 million records and also become the first Welsh musicians since Tom Jones and Bonnie Tyler to crack America. Rock star hopes therapy will end 30 years of cancer. Rock star in cancer remission after drug trial. Cancer recovery inspires band's return. Thanks to a support slot with U2 on their 1983 US tour, The Alarm gained a transatlantic following, not an inconsiderable achievement. Their debut album Declaration was released in 1984. As well as 68 Guns, it also included another favorite, Blaze of Glory. The band had honed their live performances by extensive touring, and were also reliable go-to support choice for big names, which included Bob Dylan, Queen, and U2 again, including an appreciative crowd at Cardiff's National Stadium in 1987. Despite their travels, The Alarm still had strong bonds with their homeland, and Peters was able to live quietly in North Wales. The band also released a Welsh-language version of their 1989 album Change, called Newid, Getty Images. Mike Peters attended the premiere of the film Vinyl, with his wife Jules. Peters announced from the stage in London that he was quitting The Alarm in 1991 but continued to work with the Poets of Justice, the lineup including his wife Jules. He reformed The Alarm in 2000 and also worked as the singer for Big Country for a couple of years from 2011. The Alarm has sold more than 5 million albums and had 16 UK top 50 singles. In 2004, as a humorous stunt aimed at the music industry and its obsession with youth, Peters released a single called 45 RPM, a retro-punk song, under the pseudonym of The Poppy Fields. He pretended his group were teenagers from Chester, who mimed along to the video for the song. It entered the top 30. The storyline was perfect to be translated into a film, Vinyl, directed by Sarah Sugarman, incidentally from Rhyl, and an Alarm fan. Peters was first diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 1995 and described his relationship with the cancer over the next 2 decades as like fighting a war. At the end of 2005, the singer was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which returned in 2015 before he went into remission. He co-founded the Love Hope Strength Foundation alongside his wife to help recruit bone marrow donors at live music shows. It also involved Peters and fellow musicians taking treks to the Himalayas, to peaks including Mount Kilimanjaro and Snowdon in his native Wales. The 2007 concert was billed the world's highest, watched by 3M online. In 2017, his big busk involved a walk between cancer wards at each North Wales hospital and ended on the summit of Snowdon. he would take his message to Washington and Westminster. Peters also filmed a documentary about his cancer fight and one with his wife Jules for BBC Wales about a year in their lives and her recovery from breast cancer, While We Still Have Time. Peters joined Bruce Springsteen on stage at charity concert in 2014, and musicians who had joined the Alarm for impromptu appearances ranged from Bono to Neil Young, Clive Mason, Mike Peters performing before the Gary Speed Memorial match between Wales and Costa Rica in Cardiff in 2012. Peters was affable and approachable and tireless in both his campaigning and in continuing to tour with his music across Europe and the United States, as well as writing new material. There were also annual weekend events in Llandudno, The Gathering, which brought together fans from all over to celebrate the music of Peters and The Alarm. In March 2018, part of a tour of Germany was postponed after Peters suffered an allergic reaction to his medication. In 2025, he became ill again when his Richter syndrome, an aggressive form of lymphoma, returned. He said it would have killed him within 2 months if left untreated, adding music had kept him alive since his latest diagnosis. Peters said he hoped a highly specialized therapy which reprograms his immune cells would lead to a cancer-free life. "It was devastating because it all happened in an instant," he said. "There was no chance to even think about it." In 2018, he told Guitar World magazine that his simple message was to stay alive and appreciate every second you've got. "Live right up to the last breath and stay positive about the world, your family, and the environment you live in. Stars come out for Youth Festival, Daddy will only have 7 more years, Wales Real Cancer Music."